Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining me today is City Administrator Mike Nardini. He's here to talk about three upcoming major road projects for the city and how the city plans to schedule those three projects.
And there's some big roads that are in line, especially high-traveled roads in line for some reconstruction over the next few years. At Policy and Planning, there was discussion about setting those timelines and kind of trying to hash that out, because there's a lot going on in Pella. You've got the Red Rock Hydroelectric Project that could impact that as well in terms of the underground conversion. So there's a lot of factors that go into this. Discuss those factors and really what the future is for some of those road construction projects.
First and foremost, thank you for having me today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And he said we did have a fairly lengthy session talking about street reconstruction in the city of Pella, specifically when we looked at our major projects over the next 3 years. And to get the listeners up to speed, what was discussed was three major corridor projects that we're looking for complete street reconstruction. The first street project that we're looking to do is Oskaloosa Street, and that's fairly set in stone. And the city plans to reconstruct Oskaloosa Street from Prairie Street out to East 13th Street. And just to give people a general geographical orientation of it, really what we're looking to start the street reconstruction is right around Nick's Greenhouse and extend out to Pella Motors, and it's subject to financing. Obviously, this is a rather large project, Andrew. It's about $2.5 million. Will involve complete street reconstruction, installation of new storm sewer, rehabilitation of the sanitary sewer system, as well as a new water main for Oskaloosa Street. So a very lengthy, comprehensive project, and we really think that project is going to take pretty much all of 2015 by the time we get started, which should be just after tulip time, and it'll extend well into November, and it'll be done over several phases. What the discussion centered on last night was the possibility of also in 2015 of moving Washington Street, the planned reconstruction of Washington Street, also into 2015 as well. And to get the listeners up to speed, the area of Washington Street that we're talking about reconstructing extends from East First out to Hazel Street on Washington Street. It's about a $1.1 million project, very similar to Oskaloosa Street, complete street reconstruction as well as the associated utilities. And from a city standpoint, as you mentioned, Andrew, it took us some time to work through the project and the logistics, but there were several factors on why ultimately the city council decided with Washington Street to stick with our original plan and have Washington Street reconstruction performed during 2016. First and foremost, as you alluded to, there's several developments going on around town. And with Washington Street, the additional complication that we have versus Oskaloosa Street is we have to, while we're in with the reconstruction of Washington Street, before that can really take place, is the city is planning to do the underground conversion work on Washington Street. And in looking at the distribution crew's workload, if we were to undertake Washington Street in 2015, the underground conversions would have to be done in 2014. And we felt from a workload standpoint, when you consider that we're currently in the process of trying to wrap up the southeast underground conversion areas, we've got several large developments that we're currently extending service to for our electric utility, the Lake Red Rock Hydroelectric Project, the Pella Sports Park. We thought that may be putting too much of an unrealistic workload demand on our distribution crew. So that was the first factor. The second factor, in really considering doing Washington Street reconstruction and also a large Oskaloosa Street reconstruction project, is having two major east-west corridors out of service at the same time. There was some concern from a traffic mitigation standpoint in dealing with both of those issues. And the third factor that led to our decision to wait on Washington Street until 2016 was the fact that it appears that the school district may be undertaking the construction of the new Lincoln Elementary School in 2015 as well. And so just the confluence of factors between the distribution workload demands, a short time period to do the underground conversion projects in the fall of 2014, the two major east-west corridors with both Washington Street and Oskaloosa Street being out of service, and then also with the new Lincoln Elementary School, what we decided to do was to undertake just Oskaloosa Street in 2015, keep with our original plan on the Washington Street reconstruction in 2016. And then what was also discussed last night was the third project that we are planning to do as well, and that would be the Jefferson Street reconstruction project. And where that one is being tentatively planned would be 2017. In the geographical area of Jefferson Street, we are discussing it with the complete reconstruction on that project. would extend from Main to Hazel Street. So once again, three major corridor projects, roughly $4 million in project renovation costs for the city of Pella, significant cost. And from the city standpoint, if you wanted to put it just in a nutshell, we're looking at doing Oskaloosa Street in 2015, Washington Street in 2016, Jefferson Street in 2017. So we're breaking them up and doing each of those major corridors, one major project in the summer, which is traditionally the approach that we've taken over the recent years with street reconstruction work.
And thank you to Mike Nardini for joining us on today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always find today's news online at KNIAKRLS.com.